Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
Here we are, another very special edition of The Scope Summer Movie Slam. This is Shane, and I am here with my daughter. We are reviewing the latest Disney Pixar movie called Monsters University. Now, it is a prequel, Audrey, to the original Monsters, Inc. movie that came out, probably close to 10 years ago. Now, do you know what a prequel is?
No.
A prequel is a movie that takes place before the original movie. So this tells a story of Mike and Sully, the two monsters, before they joined Monsters, Inc., and it talks about how they met each other in college. Now, the story, the movie has all the regular guests, all the regular voices. You have Billy Crystal and John Goodman. You don't know who any of those people are. You've got Helen Mirren as the evil or sort of mean teacher who doesn't really think that Billy Crystal's character, what's the name of the little bug-eyed guy? Is he Mike? Yes, the guy with one eye.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't think he's scary and he doesn't deserve to be in Monsters U. You've got a whole bunch of people who are in Saturday Night Live. Bill Hader is in this movie. You've got Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec who plays a voice. Just a ton of people that you would definitely recognize if you hear them in the movie. So the story is really about how Mike and is it Sully or Scully?
Sully.
Sully. They're not very good friends when they meet, are they? They don't like each other. Why don't they like each other?
Because they think they're better than each other.
Yeah, they both... Sully thinks, because he comes from a famous line of monsters, a famous family of monsters, that he doesn't have to work very hard. And Mike, on the other hand, isn't very scary, but he works very, very hard. And these two have a huge competition against each other the whole movie, don't they?
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is these guys... end up having to join the same fraternity. Now, a fraternity in college, Audrey, is when you get together and you live in the same place with a bunch of guys and you do activities together. Not always fun, or not always legal activities, but you don't even know what that means, do you?
No.
No, you don't. So they have to get together and they have to win a scaring competition that happens throughout the school year. And if they win, they can stay in the scaring program. If they don't... What happens?
They have to go home.
They have to leave. So the story is just really about them and hanging out their fraternity brothers and trying to win the scaring competition. So what did you think of this movie, Audrey? Did you like it?
I did like it.
What was your favorite part, do you think?
When the snail tried to get to school.
Yeah, there was a really, really slow snail, and it took him a long, long time just to move an inch or two. Let me ask you. Did you like this movie better than Brave?
No.
Like a lot of critics out there, movie critics, are saying that this movie is another not-so-good movie from Pixar, that it wasn't better than Brave, and they didn't even like that. It wasn't better than Cars 2, nobody liked that. That it's been a long time since there's been a good Pixar movie. Do you think this was a good one?
Yes.
Interesting, interesting. I think the movie started off kind of slow.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that funny when it started. Yeah, the crowd really wasn't into it that much.
But then you started laughing.
Yeah, a little bit more. I think it took towards the end of the movie where it started to come together a little bit for me. I don't think, for me, it wasn't the greatest Pixar movie. I think I liked Monsters, Inc. better than this one. Did you?
Yeah.
I feel that way. I think I liked Brave better than this movie, too. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. But I did like it better than Cars. I didn't like Cars very much.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So, I'm trying to think of anything else we need to cover here.
Oh.
Well, I have made Audrey a promise, and for the first time ever, Audrey is going to be able to give the movie a scope score all by herself. And we've never let anybody, Audrey... Jared, Adam, and I have never let anybody else ever give a movie a score. So this is a very big deal that you get to do it. So you know how it works. It's a scale between 0 stars and 4 stars. 0 means it's a piece of crap movie. 4 stars means it is the best movie you're going to see in a long, long time. So let's give it a score.
3.
The scope score is... 3 stars.
3 stars. That's a pretty good score. I think that's a good score. I think it's a fair score, too, about this movie. Would you agree? All right. So I think we're going to wrap this up because we've said all we can say about this movie. 3 stars. Audrey, would you tell people to go see this movie?
Yeah, maybe.
Your friends, definitely, you tell them to go see it?
Yeah, I tell them to go see it, but it's, you wouldn't understand the jokes.
A lot of the jokes are a little too adult, maybe? Yes. Well, you still liked it.
Yeah.
All right, and stick around to the end of the credits, right?
Yeah.
Because something happens at the end of the movie.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's wrap this thing up. I want to thank you, Audrey, for participating in a Scope Summer Movie Slam review. And we're going to have more movies for the rest of the summer. Just tune in. So, for Audrey, this is me, Shane, saying arrivederci.
What's that mean?
It means goodbye in Italian. How do you say goodbye in Spanish?
Adios.
Adios. There you have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.